review on Radio Yulma.
Welcome back on Radio Yulma. This is Press Review. I'm Nicolo, today with me.
And I'm Greta.
We also want to thank very much our directors, Anna and Sivi, and all our production. It's 9:44, the 11th of December. And today we're going to go through the news reported by newspapers from around the world.
Exactly.
For example, we're going to tackle Israel and Syria.
Exactly. We will talk about the headline of Corriere della Sera, Libero, The Guardian, Euronews, El País. If you want to send us a message, you can write us 331-1438923. And if you want, you can also follow us on Instagram, on TikTok. And if you want to listen again our episode, you can go on our website www.radioyum.it.
Other news are the explosion in Calenzano, Luigi Mangione, the philosopher Cafu, who got 4 years for hurting his ex, and UEFA Champions League. We are stopping for a little break, but don't go, because after that we are going to start comparing the first pages from newspapers, and then after a song we are going to go through the news.
Starting with the international news, we have The Time with the headline Israel strikes military targets and seizes territory in Syria offensive. So the tensions are escalating as Israel launches a significant offensive in Syria, capturing key military zone, and the global response remain conscious but concerned about the broader implication for Middle East stability. Moreover, we have the Daily Mail with title Medical Misogyny Leaves Woman in Agony. So a parliamentary report highlights a crisis in gynecology cares across the UK, blaming general practitioners for often neglecting women's health issues.
Also, The Guardian with Israel strikes military targets and seizes territory in Syria offensive, and a picture of Mangione with the line health boss killing suspect in angry outburst before court appearance. Euronews, French newspaper with Israel attack by Earth passing the line of Golan. El País with Israel launches an offensive against Syria. Also, from Italian newspapers, Corriere della Sera, with again first headline talking about Syria, and then the pictures of the victims of the explosion in Calzano. La Repubblica with blitz in Israel, Erdogan attacks.
Yes, and then we have La Stampa, tragic workplace death and broken promise. The paper in general investigated the influence pledges to improve safety in Italy workplaces, and following another fatal incident. Moreover, we have Il Messaggero, Stellantis health planning layoff, so the automotive gigant revives its workforce strategy, freezy job cuts amidst new Jeff government negotiation. Then also we have Il Sole 24 Ore with the title Traffic Fines Remains Unpaid by Nearly 30%. So a troubling report reveal significant shortfall in revenue collection from unpaid fine across Italy.
About Cafu, the philosopher who hurt his ex, La Stampa with The Bad Maestro, Il Messaggero also decides to give it some space to this news, Il Fatto Quotidiano, and also Libero with the headline The Idol of the Feminists was hurting his ex, Il Messaggero with instead scuffle 4 years for hurting his ex. And finally, about sport, La Gazzetta dello Sport, Inter, they are almost Real, Juve City, looking for a goal, anti-crisis. Leao, it's your turn.
Exactly. The title of Gazzetta dello Sport is A Bitter Champions League Night for Inter. So the Italian side suffered a crushing defeat in the final meeting against Bayer Leverkusen, marked their first loss in this year's tournament. Another important sport newspaper is Corriere dello Sport, with the title "Inter falls and controversy brews." So the match left fans out tangent over key free decision, flowing debates for on failing in the competition.
Yeah, also Corriere dello Sport with anti-crisis teams, and Tutto Sport with they are almost Real. We are stopping for a little break before we go on with our episode, and we're listening to Sunday Bloody Sunday of the U2. Stay tuned.
Bloody Sunday of U2. We have decided to put this song because in general it talks about war, and also the name of the album where this song came from is War. Now let's move deeper into today's most important news. For example, I would like to underline the explosion in Calenzano, a small city in Tuscany. So there was a devastating tragedy stuck in the small town of Calenzano, which is a near city near Florence, on December 9th, where an explosion occurred in the Eni storage facility, and the blast happened during the loading operation of a fuel tanker, and causing a massive fire that rapidly enveloped the facility. And the incident claimed the lives of five individuals, including a seasoned worker and a young technical on his first field assignment. So among the victims were Vincenzo Martinelli, Camelo Corso, Gerardo Pepe, Franco Ciralli, and Davide Baronti. And additionally, 26 people were injured, with two in critical condition. So according with the initial investigation, the explosion has triggered by a technical error during the process. The regional government has declared a day of mourning on December 11 to honor the victims, and the Italian president, Sergio Mattarella, expressed his solidarity with victims and also victims' families.
Also, this was the first time the ET alert was used in Italy. The alert, for people who might not know what it is basically an emergency call which comes to the phone at homes. In this case, it was sent to people from around 5 kilometers of distance from the explosion. The message reported about what happened and to try to stay in a covered place in order not to inhale the gases. Moving on with news from Syria, in particular the attacking from Israel. Al-Jazeera talks about it with this headline: why is Israel attacking Syria? What does Israel gain by attacking Syria in the wake of Assad's overthrow?
So this was our press review of 11th December. Thank you for staying tuned with us. Today we have talked about several topics, for example, Syria, attackment, and
Also the explosion of Calenzano. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to talk about Luigi Mangione and the philosopher Caffo and UEFA Champions League, but you know, maybe next time. This was all from today's episode of Press Review. I'm Niccolo, today with me Greta.
Exactly, and thank you to Anna and Sevi for our director.
Absolutely. If you want to send us a message, you can do it on WhatsApp at the number 331-1438-923, or you can do that on Instagram, and also follow us on TikTok and our social networks. We want to thank you very much for having stayed with us. It's 10 o'clock in the 11th of December. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Press Review on Radio Europe.